Hey, what's up, guys? It's your man, E the Dude, aka Ian Ty Jamerson, aka Steez Harvey, you know, that guy, you know, I don't know. I'm pretty stoned right now, just kidding.
I'm pretty stoned too.
But I'm not kidding. We are pretty high. Yeah, and we're eating ramen noodles, so it's pretty cool. But welcome to the After Hours Late Night Show. Me. Yeah, motherfucker. Woo! Yeah. It's late somewhere.
Yeah. Shady, checking again.
Yeah. You know. We got Shady in the house. We also got your local drunk.
It was Crosby, Bill the Unseen. G5 Fly. God Gang. Second verse. Shout out to Merchants.
Yeah.
Top Ramen.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out
and to R&R Apple.
Shout out to Rich and Rare.
Yeah, Rich and Rare.
Rough Rugged and Raw Outlaws.
The drink of the evening.
Yeah.
Volume 9.
Shout out to Monte Carlo, as always.
Yo, shout out to my nigga Pablo in there. I don't even know if that's his real name, but that's my nigga, man.
He look like a Pablo.
He does look like a Pablo.
And a little Schmeagle looking motherfucker in there, too, man. That nigga cool.
Yeah.
Man, that nigga whipped the hell out of some dope.
Yeah, probably. See, like, if we don't know this for sure, all right? Like, we might be saying some incriminating shit for Pablo. Like, we got to chill on this, guys. We're not even a minute and 30 into the fucking show, and y'all already trying to... Damn it. Cross succeeded. He said he was going to start some shit. He said it, and he sunk you in.
He got it.
I stayed quiet and just watched him just sink you the fuck in. This is... Pablo is innocent, all right? Pablo didn't do shit.
Who the fuck is Pablo?
I don't know Pablo either.
See, everybody that go to Monte Carlo know who Pablo is, though.
True.
They might not know.
I don't know the nigga like that. But I don't know Pablo.
But you know, we're talking about the show.
But we know it's about Pablo,
look,
right?
Look at the Pepper Mustache, though, man. Shout out to the Pepper Mustache. And to Pistachios. And.
Hit us with the first topic.
Who's that? To motherfucking man. Bill Gates.
Hold on, Cross.
Yep.
So, before we go any further. Put that down. Put that down right now. Because I know why you're trying to reach for that. I know why you're reaching for that. Because you know what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Say it. Go Knicks. What's up with the Knicks, man?
Y'all ain't never seen nobody get shot on radio because obviously it's radio. Get shot on radio. Listen, man. All right,
man. Hold up. So before we get started. With the whole Knicks conversation. Listen, man, give me a chance to get out what I gotta say. So, like I said, the free agents are Kyrie, KD, Kawhi, Clay, Kimba, a few other guys out there. Ian, what's the first update you got for New York Knicks signing? Reggie Bullock.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who Reggie Bullock is. I play NBA 2K sometimes, you know? Like, I've never scored a point with Reggie Bullock ever in playing 2K in my life.
That's like, Andrew Bullock's cousin.
Is it a white dude, for real?
No, he's black.
He's black? Oh.
But it's still
I would have
like
believed
that.
You. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Exactly.
Lying.
Exactly, man. Fuck, at the end of the day, bro.
At the end of the day, we don't know who this nigga is.
Ain't no white people named Reggie.
We fucked up. There's some white people Bullock. Named Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
Heisman Trophy winner. Asterisk.
I ain't never met a white man named Reginald.
Reginald? I've never met a white name named Reggie either, dog. I'm probably in the 70s that white niggas named Reggie.
No little Reggie down the street.
Oh, yeah, his mama black, huh? He Creole.
I don't know Reggie.
Oh shit!
That's how fucking important Reggie Bullock is. That's how important Reggie Bullock is. And then the next signing,
Julius Randle,
$63 million. Julius Randle.
He got 63.
Three years.
$21 million a year. He's our big signing.
The NBA's always guaranteed.
You know how happy I was whenever we got Amari. You know how shitty I feel right now? I'm like, yeah, we got fucking Julius Randle. And then the next big signing, Taj Gibson. None other.
I didn't know who that is.
Taj fucking Gibson. You know Taj Chicago. Gibson.
Chicago.
He's a generic looking light skin. Like, I mean,
yeah, he's waffle.
Bro, yeah, exactly, man. It's all good, man. But we shouldn't have gave him 2 years fucking, what was it, $18 million? Some dumb shit like that? And then we get Elfrid Payton. I appreciate his hair.
He cut his hair.
Then he's fucking trash.
That's all. He cut his hair, bro. He got it no more.
RJ Barrett has got to wait. He's got to have so much pressure on him, man. But, like, this nigga's about to ball. I know that, bro. RJ Barrett's about to
ball. Have you seen him in the summer league?
Oh, yeah. I'm watching.
Oh, man.
RJ Barrett's about to ball.
That boy's special.
To me, bro.
I feel okay. And Kevin Knox is all right. Trier's all right. You know what I mean? But, honestly, I'll trade all the niggas besides RJ Barrett. Fucking Russell Westbrook, man.
And on summer league note, Zion is a very strong individual.
That nigga's done for the rest of the summer league. Knees.
But
Look at that already.
It's precautionary.
When they get a knee bump,
it's precautionary.
Of course it is.
They don't want him to get hurt.
Number one draft pick, dog. Come on now.
Summer league. It's summer league. They don't want him to get hurt. We can't put no credits on that.
No credits on this. Shout out to me,
y'all. That's the credit. Anyways, so
all right, bet. So New York, they done. Hey, did you see Steve?
But
no, we ain't done.
Oh, bro, they
we ain't done.
They saving all day because they who a free agent next year? Draymond Green. Draymond Green is the biggest possible.
You know, we're waiting for Giannis Antetokounmpo in 2021.
He ain't going nowhere.
That's what it says. That's what I've been seeing.
Man, they just signed his brother. That nigga ain't
going nowhere.
No, man.
That nigga Giannis different, bro. He like Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga African from Greece.
Right. But he ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere. He definitely ain't going to New York. Why would he go to New York?
Right.
Think about
James it. James Dolan could die between now and then.
That's the only hope you got, though.
Even if he dies, bro, it's still like
the same thing. What's the two major biggest cities in the United States?
New York and L.A. And New York City.
New York and L.A., right?
You think New York and New York City?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
All right, so let's think about it. What are all the teams in that area, right? So you got, if you start with L.A., you got Lakers, you got Clippers, you got Dodgers, you got Kings, you got whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love to. San Diego Chargers, who I think about.
No, L.A. Chargers now.
L.A. Chargers.
L.A. Rams.
They moved there. You got
the Kings, the Ducks, the Angels, the Dodgers.
You can even include all California teams, right? If you include all New York teams, you got Yankees, you got Mets, you got Brooklyn, you got Knicks, you got Rangers, all those shit.
Liberty, the Islanders.
Knicks are
the Rangers.
Buffalo Bills.
If you compile
the Giants and the Jets.
And the Sabres.
If you compile that list all together, combining all those teams, the Knicks are at the very bottom, including the W.
Very true. Suck a dick, yo.
Very true, though.
Dog, that shit is crazy to think about. Like, just think even in terms of the NBA.
The Liberty has more pull than them.
Yeah, straight up. They're run by better management.
True.
But Lakers, Clippers, Brooklyn, Knicks. Knicks are at the bottom. They ain't getting nobody. Out of all the top two major cities in the country, the Knicks were the only one.
Watch us make the playoffs this year.
With who?
With what?
Watch.
How much you gonna put on that? Put it on wax.
I put it on a pack of fucking Top Ramen, nigga.
Are we in jail now? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You keep that bad, bro. But I'd rather put that shit on wax.
Oh, oh,
we'll throw 50
shout
on
out
it.
To my Nets.
We'll throw 50 on it. I like gentlemen's bet. We'll throw 50 on it.
All right, bet.
Shout out to my Nets.
Fuck, damn.
Plus, landing KD and Kyrie.
That don't win a championship.
The KKs.
Though.
Nigga, we're going to get to the finals.
No, y'all ain't.
Not this year.
No, not this. No, not this year.
All right, so
next year?
Listen.
Oh, my goodness.
That means something like Green Hill. And then what happened?
So oh, don't say like that. Hardaway, don't put that on KD.
You got noodle on your chin.
Oh, damn. Good looking.
Shout out to Top Ramen.
They ain't a sponsor yet. You can't shout them out.
I retract my shout out to Top Ramen.
This podcast is for the people that just woke up in the morning.
Yes.
That just took a piss and then got
sick.
Some hot ramen and coffee. About to go to work.
Yeah, hot ramen and motherfucking coffee.
That's what this podcast is for today.
Yeah.
In his defense, KD is 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he just tore his Achilles. And
who else did it? Grant Hill, Penny Hardaway.
Penny.
and that dude destroyed his career.
I'm like, damn,
did not come back.
You ain't doing yourself no help by naming them guys.
Derrick Rose didn't tear his Achilles.
No.
But Kobe did. And Kobe dropped 60 in his last game.
Drew did drop 60, which means he could have come
up with that. But he was also trash the rest of that season.
Shout out to Kobe.
What?
Shout the fuck out to Kobe.
He held a lot back.
Bro, he,
I can say that. He
scored to score that 60 points, he took like 53 shots.
I don't give a fuck. He deserved all 53.
He did. I'm not saying that.
Shout out
but
to
he
Kobe.
Scored 60 points on 50 shots.
And then one,
I'm pretty sure.
We came back from like 12-1 to the fourth quarter.
But I'm sure.
Shout out to Kobe, man.
If you're talking efficiency, bro, if you're really talking basketball, if you take 53 shots, you should score at least 80.
You know who one person I would never want to run into? Being like, if I'm running into Kobe, the person I don't want to be running into Kobe, Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose is one of my favorite people in the world.
81, dog.
Yeah, he could be one of your favorites, man. That nigga got dropped on, bro. Like,
81. Every time he sees Kobe, he's reminded of 81.
Bro, I would take him out to dinner every time I seen him if I dropped 81 on him. Just so I could tell. Hey, remember that time?
That's real shit. I'm gonna think about doing the same thing.
Jalen Rose also got Molly Carum too, though.
Shout out to LeVar Ball.
Kobe's
you know what
wife
mean?
Is bum as hell.
Shout out to LeVar Ball.
She a bad one.
For LeVar Ball to completely disrespect his wife,
she
like
was
that.
Cold when they were dating. What are you talking about? What the hell? No, dude. She was fire. Like Dylon.
If she was that fire, he wouldn't fuck the white girl in the ass in Colorado.
It's Colorado, bro. It's a different place, right? Oh, it's cool out there. That place is different, my nigga. You can't just say that shit about that. Those snow-capped mountains do shit to a nigga. Like, it's weird. It's mystical.
That was the first fucking automatic Lamborghini in the world. Do you understand that shit? That bitch is bad, fool.
First one.
Ever. Automatic.
Did they convert to automatics later on in life?
Shout out to Kobe for a $3 million motherfucking pink diamond ring. Shout out to Kobe for paying off all them lawyers and still dropping 50. Shout out to Kobe.
He played for his freedom.
Nah, man.
Shout out to Derek Shapiro.
My wife, I had to fight. Kobe.
To me.
Right? 81.
Kobe is.
Not guilty. Acquitted. Seven different people see him.
Kobe is like the off-brand nigga that won the shit, bro. Like, I look at Kobe like. Kyrie, or you know what I'm saying?
Can't
Kobe, like super.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because Kobe had heart. Kobe might have been like one of them weird ass niggas on the fucking like outside, but like Kobe had heart, and Kobe understood what his focus was. Man, like fucking this nigga be talking about flat earth and shit, like Kyrie Irving and everything else like that. This nigga be blaming his fucking teammates and shit. Kobe don't blame his motherfucking teammates. He's gonna talk about that shit. He's gonna be real political about that shit. He's gonna curse the fuck out them niggas, and then he's gonna drop 50.
Right.
Shout out to Kobe.
Yeah, straight up.
Kobe.
Best goddamn basketball player to ever play this goddamn game, man. Listen.
Church.
Yeah. What?
Church. Oh, Church. Straight Church. Straight that's up. Real, bro. Straight up. That's
fuck.
Real.
Shout out to Kobe.
Real. That's real.
I'm talking that shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
no.
Hell no.
Gotcha, bitch.
Kobe ain't even top 10. Kobe.
What? He's not top 10?
Kobe is not top 10.
Oh, you're kidding me. You're kidding. Boo.
Kobe isn't even a top 3 Laker.
What?
You're weird, man.
Kobe isn't even a top 3 Laker, bro. And by the time LeBron finished, he might not be top 5.
What?
Duh, y'all tripping, man.
What?
I'm tripping.
Y'all tripping, man.
He got 5!
Nah.
5 of them things.
I'm not even counting that, man. Like, fucking
Magic.
MVPs.
He better than Magic?
Magic
yes,
didn't
he
make,
is better
yes,
than Magic.
Yes.
He better than Magic?
He better than Magic.
Oh, nah, y'all niggas
he better than Magic.
Man. Y'all know.
He better than Magic.
Magic ain't dropping 81.
That don't matter.
Magic ain't dropping 63 through 3 quarters.
Right.
That don't even matter, bro.
Yeah,
like,
do matter.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
It does, bro.
Magic was playing in the trash-ass era. Like, I'll say it. Magic was playing in a trash-ass era. Besides fucking Larry Bird, besides Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was on his fucking team.
Besides like, Michael Jordan, besides...
Bro, that was a young Mike, and at the end of the day, bro, that nigga
Mike.
Wasn't winning anything
that was a
anyway. Mike wasn't winning anything
we're
anyway.
We're talking about the whole 80s.
He still wasn't winning anything
about Detroit.
Anyway. What was he doing?
Okay,
man,
Bad Boys.
Like, anyway.
You talking about?
They bro, didn't. Bro, the Detroit beat
the Lakers. After this nigga got AC,
Regardless of what you say about talent, it's way more balanced than it's ever been in the NBA. It's the most balanced period.
Now?
The 80s. Most balanced
period. Yeah, because it was all trash, bro.
I don't know about that, bro.
There was like five fucking dope niggas and that was trash, bro. I'll say that. The best fucking years of basketball.
You can name five fucking epic players of all time.
You
want
to know why? Because fucking competition was low. Competition is at an all-time high now,
The worst era of the NBA was the early 2000s.
Early 2000s?
The Detroit Pistons won the fucking championship without a superstar.
Bro,
2000 to 2004
Right, they were role players. They're all
team
players.
That team was nice.
They made
the great coach.
They gave the NBA hope again.
Hey, name somebody who went to the Hall of Fame out of that group.
Chauncey Billups.
He ain't go to the Hall of Fame. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Chauncey going to the Hall of Fame.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Bro, he's been retired.
Ben Wallace is going to the Hall of Fame.
He's been retired for 10 years.
Chauncey going to the Hall of Fame.
He's been retired for 10 years.
Chauncey going
to the Hall of Fame. How he going? You become eligible after four or five.
I understand
five,
what
right?
you're saying.
He's not going.
Chauncey going.
He's
going
to the Hall of Fame.
Rip Hamilton, guess what? Not a Hall of Famer. No. Bill Wallace, guess
yes.
what? Yes. Y'all
Ben Wallace is a Hall of Famer.
Ben Wallace is not a Hall of Famer.
No, I'm not
going
to quote that one.
Look
yeah,
it up.
I'm not say
Look
that.
It up.
Defense MVP.
Only nigga off that group that's going to be a Hall of Famer, and it was towards the end.
Rasheed Wallace.
That's it. That's it.
Well, give it to him too.
But fuck that. They even still, bro. Like that was an old thing.
Bro, that's it.
It went from Jordan to fucking LeBron James. But before all that, it was Kobe Bryant.
Right.
He took the whole thing.
Between 2000 and 2004,
if you're the same with Nike, people would fuck with him.
Any history. Look at the TV ratings. Look at the sales. Look at jerseys.
It don't matter about that shit. It's about the game.
So TV sales ain't the reason why these niggas getting $100 million contracts with their
When it comes
player.
Down to the game, it comes down to the game. I don't give a fuck how much money they making. Bro, Kobe Bryant is the best motherfucking basketball player. What I say is statistically proven, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the best basketball player to ever play this game.
Statistically.
But Kobe Bryant, hands down, took generation to generation and held it down, bro.
Kobe Bryant. I gotta go Kobe too.
Kobe off brand. Y'all niggas tripping, bro.
Imagine if they had the one and done rule.
I ain't gonna say he the best player. He ain't even the top three Lakers.
Can you imagine if they had the one and done rule and he went to North Carolina for 1 year?
Who's top three?
Kareem, Magic, Shaq.
Magic is substituted for Kobe Bryant.
No way, bro. That's crazy.
Magic is definitely substituting every day of the week for me.
I'm pulling up. Because Kobe ain't even the top 15 top player of all time.
What?
He ain't top 15.
You're tripping.
Real shit, though. I'm just glad we stopped talking about the Knicks.
You need it. Both of y'all need it.
Y'all niggas are crazy.
Chad crazy on that one, though.
I mean, I appreciate you, bro. Ian, I appreciate you, man. But fuck Brooklyn.
Hey, man, we just had, look what God did, you know? He set us up for a blessing.
Bunch of horse shit, but I bet y'all niggas don't win shit still. Y'all should have kept D'Angelo Russell. It's going to be the curse of D'Angelo Russell, bro. The Lakers might win, like, the next fucking six championships, bro.
Because they got D'Angelo, don't they?
No, they got, the Warriors got him. But, like, because of that shit, the Lakers might win it.
Wow, well, that'd be so crazy. Like the Red Sox-Yankees curse.
Except he actually went to the Yankees. The Warriors ain't going to win shit no more, but it's in California still, so I believe that the Lakers are going to do this shit.
You know who's got a better chance at winning than the Knicks? The Warriors.
Wow. That was deep as fuck.
That was fucking shallow.
Ouch. That was.
That was shallow.
Oh, wow.
Hey, speaking of shallow, right? So I got this
idea. I thought you were my fucking friend.
We are friends. Friends do this talk shit. So, I got an idea.
Some mean shit.
I'm just a little tight about the Kobe argument because y'all feel like y'all are just like...
Oh, we ganged up on you because Kobe's the fucking best player to ever play?
He's not... How are you going to be the best player?
How's that?
And you're not the best player on that franchise.
Yes, what? He is. Besides Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Besides. If you got to say besides, that means he's not the best
player. Because, this nigga was only playing against, 8 to 15 teams, bro.
Bro, he played from the 60s to the 80s.
Which was 8 teams to start, and, 15, 16 teams after that. Man, that's just bullshit, bro.
Dog.
He was just nice. Like, and I appreciate that. I appreciate Kareem, especially because he's from New York.
But I'm just like, hey, bro. Like I said, from 2000.
Kobe?
Who did they lose to in the finals?
Kobe did it consistently.
Tell me who they lost to
throughout his whole career.
Then they lost to Detroit in the finals.
I'm not a Lakers fan.
They lost to Detroit in the finals.
So?
They lost to a team.
Kobe still got him there.
Yes.
With a soft. Oh, wait.
Shaq had turf toe.
Right. Shaq can't play good on a bad toe. That is proven.
You know turf toe.
They also lost to Boston.
But that was without Shaq, and on top of that, they got cheated. The refs cheated, man.
So they ain't cheated the Sacramento Kings?
No, because Robert Horry hit that shit.
Robert Horry hit
and Chris Webber, once
shot.
He did this, hey, Chris Webber.
You got to give it to him. Shout out to Robert Horry.
Say that shit all day. Fuck Chris Webber.
Look at the referee that got fucking banned from the NBA.
And for betting and shit?
Betting.
I'm glad that nigga got money, fucking, man. Go get your money, look at
that. I ain't mad at this nigga for getting money, I'm just saying.
He didn't cheat, right? He knew what time it was. He knew what kind of game it was.
The foul calls in that fourth quarter, that game six, was like 26-4.
Shout out to Derek.
26 towards L.A. to 4 Sacramento in one quarter.
I feel it.
In one quarter.
That's bad defense.
They hold games they that, go, that don't that's go and get the whole.
That's bad defense, man. Niggas playing bad defense.
You really gonna say that?
That's what I believe.
I don't know. That's
I heard you
sketchy.
Talk about Rio Grande losing. It's kind of sketchy. Before.
Yeah, that's bad defense too, man.
That's a whole different thing, man.
Chris
Webber. I just made
this is fucked up. This is just wrong.
This whole conversation.
This is just wrong.
Is going to shit.
Yeah, Kobe's the best goddamn basketball player to ever live.
I agree with you.
But you mentioned something that said something about shallow. So check this out.
You shallow.
That might be true.
Man, listen to the story though.
Listen to this. So I was talking to my homies the other day. I was like, man, how would an app work if I called it shallow? But make people have like an algorithm develop that determine the overall attractiveness of people and group the attractiveness in like a chat room type set.
Sounds some shallow shit.
That does sound
some shallow shit.
But you have to like
the algorithms, be
who? But who would?
White people.
True.
White people would love that shit.
They would.
You can go into a room, like, you know that person's gonna be attractive. You can take their credit score.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
My man, this is a podcast, so people can hear this. So you might want to go patent that shit before someone like, that's a good idea.
You know
who wants
to show this shit? White people.
Done.
White people. It was an idea I'm running by.
They got somebody got a son named Algorithm. First name, last name. Algorithm.
You think so?
Probably. White
wouldn't
people.
Surprise me.
You got matching sweaters with your parents?
I know this girl that named her her daughter Ukulele. She's white. That's white. Ukulele.
They got pet fishes, huh?
Koi's.
See?
In a pond.
I knew it. White people shit.
Yeah.
I get this, man. I know people.
That's true, though. It's like that.
I got a cowboy hat on.
He does have a cowboy hat on.
My name is Chad.
And we're going to go to commercial break. We're going to come up with some next shit. And next, we got some shit coming up.
No, we don't. But we do.
Go to commercial.
All right. Damn it. Hey, guys. We are back. Thank you for listening to that sponsor segment by Anchor Podcast. Yeah. So, yeah. If you like this and you think you want to do your own podcast or something like that, you know, check it out. You might like it. You never know. Or if you need a platform to do some stuff, this is definitely it. So, yeah, keep that in mind. Anyways, so me and Chady are going to get into some topics for you. Roll the dice. Oh, we're going here. Jaden uses food trucks to provide homeless with free vegan meals. That's fire. Shout out to Jaden Smith for doing that. I still think he's a weird artist.
I think his whole thing is weird.
But that's a dope movement thing right there.
The Smith
marathon continues.
The Smith family is like, well, I'm afraid to be like rich and then have kids.
Straight up. Because those two motherfuckers, like the first one, like the first one we had when he was like in Fresh Prince, yeah. That dude, we don't hear about him.
No,
he's living a normal life, you know? Yeah. But those, Willow and that motherfucker, are just like...
They're out there.
Bro. Out there.
They're out there.
It's like artsy out there. Yeah. Artsy. It's like Santa Fe on meth.
On a whole other level.
Yeah. I wouldn't say meth. Just in case me and Jay never become friends with you. I wanted to reference back to this and be like, wow, this nigga thought it was about meth. No, like, I did not think you're meth.
Stuff like this is cool. You know, stuff like they do to raise awareness is cool. And I'm always an advocate of self-awareness being who you are. But
I feel that.
Some of that shit is just weird. Straight up.
Yeah, it is. But providing a homeless with free vegan meals...
That's doing a lot that's more fire. Than a lot of people are doing out here.
And sure. Eating vegan is not cheap, guys.
Oh, that shit is expensive. It's
very, 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 very.
He's spending Fresh Prince.
He got money to blow.
He's spending Fresh Prince money.
Yeah, straight up.
Straight up.
He has like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's...
He doesn't have eyebrows in that.
Yeah, picture. Dude. He has eyebrows blonde with his hair.
You like you from out here.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah. He's one of those weirdos. Anyways, okay. South Carolina police are looking for a DMX doppelganger. So apparently, someone in South Carolina that looks like Earl.
This is your home state, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Shout out to the Palmetto State. Shout out to Chucktown. Shout out to North Chucktown. Shout out to the Metropolitan. Fuck you, Chad. You ain't shit, though.
This your people. But from what I was able to understand, he has no ties whatsoever to the actual crime. The people that were in the crime were just like, he looks just like DMX.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what they put into the media.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but it's still fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
It's still fucked up. Like, damn, you're just going to put my name out there like that? Yeah. Just like, oh, he looks like him. Like, how about something not like that at all? Like, y'all could have did a different way to explain that shit to the public.
A lot of niggas look like DMX, though.
I know a nigga look like DMX.
I know a couple niggas look like
DMX. See, like, it's not fair. Not fair at all.
Yeah.
Big old white woman outside, man. I swear to God.
What the hell? All right, next topic. Russell Wilson, Westbrook, Thunder era is all but over.
So he's gone, bro.
So let's.
He's leaving.
We can talk about what Kawhi did. Kawhi pulled the ultimate power move.
Bro. Yeah, he did.
He shut the whole league down.
He brought balance back, and I respect it. Like, honestly, I respect the hell of that move because he was like, you know what? Fuck Toronto. I want to ship here. I'm good with the Toronto people.
I gave you yours, Drake.
I'm going home.
I gave you yours, Drake. Let me go.
It was poetic.
I'm going home, but I don't want to play with LeBron. So I'm going to talk to one of my niggas. I don't talk much, but I'm going to be able to convince you.
I don't talk much, but I'm going to convince your ass. Now you know.
I don't even know you see
that, right? I really wonder how that conversation
I know you know.
Come fuck with me in L.A., bro. We both in L.A. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yo, Kawhi lab for the rest of 2019.
So I don't know what you're trying to do, but I'm trying to go to L.A. No, go Clippers.
I said the biggest loser out of that whole thing is Russell Westbrook, though.
Oh, he's shitting on himself.
Niggas be fucking with Russ all the goddamn time, bro. Like, Russ just be trying to live, man. And it's
that. I thought word in the street is Russ is a dick.
He probably is, bro. Yeah. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That nigga balls, bro. And at the end of the day, man, you can't take nothing away from Russell, man. Russell should have been the MVP for the last 3 years.
I feel that.
Ain't nobody else averaging triple doubles like that, man. Like, this nigga averaged a triple double for the last 3 years, bro. It's become normal.
I said overrated as fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you can call it overrated because nobody else has done it.
We should have talked about that during the sports section. Next to the thing I'm fucking stoked about, as my white people would say.
Woo! White people. You know what chaps my ass?
White people?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, That was good, Kurt. That was good. Anyways, so this one, I'm proud to say, is Chick-fil-A is offering a free food for Cal Appreciation Day.
Moo!
My hitters.
I don't even like chicken.
To celebrate its 15th annual Cal Appreciation Day, Chick-fil-A is along offering up free food to customers on Tuesday, July 9th, which is...
Tomorrow.
You heard that? Tomorrow. So when you guys hear this, it might be... Today.
My country family members would say tomorrow.
sure enough, who arrive at the restaurant donning any cow-related apparel. So if you're wearing some cow shit, you will get some free food. The fast food chain will be honoring its utterly crazy, you get it, quote-unquote, utterly crazy, promise at the 2,400 locations across the United States from the time the restaurant opens till it closes at 7 p.m. So, that's beautiful, guys.
I know that was trouble.
So to read? Fuck you, dude. What the hell?
What if fat people just show up? Can they get free food?
No, because you got to have cow print.
You have to be in cow.
You have to be in cow print.
Come on, we can go do this. We can make a cow suit.
Nigga, I will put some... I will get a Sharpie and just do some blobs.
I'm going to make a cow suit tomorrow. I'm going to make it out of cardboard.
I want to see that happen.
Hold on, I got something to say, though. So I grew up in Georgia. Love Chick-fil-A. I love Zaxby's. I love anything.
Zaxby's up
too. Shout out to Bojangles.
Shout out to Bojangles for the chicken biscuits. But shout out to Cane's for that buttery, soft crust.
Anyway, go ahead, Chad.
Cane's, bro.
Chick-fil-A.
What?
Chick-fil-A.
You crazy, bro. Did you say Chick-fil-A overrated?
Mm-hmm. I mean, depending where you're at.
Yeah? No, it don't matter where you're at. Chick-fil-A overrated.
Yeah. Zaxby's got chicken, bro. I just came from New Orleans. So Brothers and Willie's chicken is off the chain too.
Bro,
shout out to Willie's and Brothers.
Tell Willie me owed me like $100.
What can you get from Chick-fil-A?
Chicken.
And not even breakfast. Just chicken. Is you get breakfast?
Chicken sandwiches, chicken tenders, chicken wings.
I got me and my
You can't even get chicken wings, my bad. You can't even get chicken wings.
Oh, chicken nuggets?
Chicken nugget.
Baked or fried. That's what I respect.
Who fired them?
I eat the baked ones.
Bro. Who the hell eat a baked chicken?
Me, dude. I eat them.
Fucking Chick-fil-A.
Sometimes you get tired of the crust. And or if I'm getting in shape for season, I'll eat the baked ones. Because it's better on calories.
The egg McMuffin, boom.
But it doesn't do me justice because I'm still having the sauce with it.
But... The
Chick-fil-A sauce is no joke. I fuck Chick-fil-A sauce. Yep. That and Waffle House sauce.
I fuck Chick-fil-A sauce too.
Wait, fuck it?
That's what you said.
No, I said I fuck with it. No, okay, all right.
I don't even
that's
care anymore.
That's
on
there.
All
right.
I can tell you, that's why I brought this over here.
All right. Survey says.
What the hell? The Polynesian sauce is the one, though, if you're going to do it.
Yeah, you got to do Polynesian, but Chick-fil-A, overrated. Straight up.
I love y'all, nigga.
Chance the Rapper's Acid Rap hits number 5 on Billboard 200 following streaming debut.
So
Acid Rap came out a long time ago.
Back. So
a very long time, like years ago.
Is this available for streaming now?
Really? And it's already number 5?
Yeah, that's cool.
What?
I'm not a Chance fan, man.
Cocoa Butter Kisses?
Yeah, that's all foreign to me.
That's fire, bro. With him and Twista? And Vic Messina?
I don't care.
That song is fire.
It's Vic Messina.
I got an accent. It's Vic Messina.
That's white people shit.
I got an accent. It's Messina.
That Chance shit is a little soft.
He's like, they just disappointed the fuck out of me. He looks so disappointed.
Chance, man, like...
He cool. He
fire, bro. I like some.
He good
for
the culture, for sure, but...
You don't listen to his music either?
I appreciate it.
I'm fucked with his music. I like it. I love it, matter of fact.
Ultralight Beam is the only song that I like, and that's because of Kanye.
Really?
I love Kanye. Shout out to Kanye, yo.
I think he's a dope artist. It's just...
Make America Crepes Again.
I had a crepe.
See? In New Orleans, the French Quarters, right? See? Cultural appropriation ass motherfucker, man.
What happened was... My girl, they were still partying on Bourbon Street, but it was like my PTSD and everything. It was too many people, and I wasn't lit either because I was worried about if I had to drive the next day or not or something like that. But I didn't have to. But still, since I didn't drink that much, all the people bumping into me and shit, not feeling it at all. So I just got out of Bourbon Street, and when I cut to the corner, there was a little bakery right there.
Crepe Shack.
So I just got a little crepe for like $5.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Ate it on the way back to the hotel.
You know what would have helped?
And it was
that?
Good, man. But the beignets... It's like a sopapilla. That's
beignet.
All it is.
Beignet.
Who says like Cajuns say it like that?
You ain't going down there.
Oh, hell no. no. Every you gotta do that the rest of the show. You have to mess with the rest of the fucking show.
Y'all know I'm going down there by the mighty boy.
Oh, man. Damn. So, speaking of beignets, dumb shit like that. Louisiana ice cream liquor facing charges for atrocious act.
She don't go in there and leave the ice cream.
So, this lady was doing some disgusting shit, and apparently now she's going to be getting possibly a lot of jail time.
She don't go in there and leave the ice cream. At the end of the day, there ain't nothing wrong with eating the ice cream.
What Cross the Cajun said. Yeah.
Going there down there by the mic, you going to leave the ice cream.
Yeah, I really don't have much to say about that one. That shit was disgusting. Like, you're fucking licking ice cream and shit. Motherfuckers, it's a public place. I understand if it was your own barrels of ice cream, you know?
You don't get
but
it.
But that was like a Baskin Robbins type place. Like, that's, you're just gross. You deserve what you get.
Flavor tastes all flavor.
What Cross the Cajun said.
Go on in now. What else you got there now? Ice cream liquor. Okay. I actually believe that was ice cream and Danny Kane ice cream.
Right, ice cream. So, next is Spider-Man Far From Home. Writers discuss game-changing mid-credits scene.
What the fuck going on,
man? Yeah, I saw the movie and I wasn't a fan of it. If anything, I'll give it like 3 out of 5 stars, if that. Maybe no, 2.5 stars. Like, so I feel like they played Spider-Man like a complete pussy in that. Like, oh no. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna ruin it for you. I'm not gonna try to spoil it for anyone else either. But yeah,
They
played him in that as a character. That's what I think. Oh, shout out to the United States women's soccer team.
Oh, shout out to your girl, nigga. Oh yeah, fucking
my girl Megan. Rapping up. Doing it, dog. Hey. Getting the golden boot. Player of the tournament, getting the ship.
Bro. You slide in there.
Hey, dog.
Yo, shout out to Gordon Ramsay.
Well, how come I knew he was going to bring this shit up, though? Like, not I knew he was going to bring this. As soon as that clock hit 97, I was like, Chad, going to say some shit about this.
Gordon going to say some shit about this. Now, Gordon Ramsay definitely did her thing. She even shouted out Nipsey.
She did.
She was
you just call her Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, man.
Nigga. She don't look like Gordon
that's
Ramsay.
That's the nigga.
Megan don't look like Gordon Ramsay, dog. Okay, she kind of looks like Gordon Ramsay. But, she looks like that. Like, she could be his illegitimate daughter. That's about it. But still, shout out to her. Shout out to the whole squad for getting a record now. 4 of them things. So, we are now leading the World Cup in women's soccer with championships. Man, they ain't gonna stop. Bad boy. Straight up.
They need to pay them, bro.
Oh, straight up. Yeah, they ain't gonna pay them girls. Yeah. That's some horse shit. When I found out the statistics of how much a men's team is getting for a championship and how much a women's team gets, y'all playing the shit out of them. Give them their money. Straight up. This is foul.
What Gordon Ramsay had to say was, shout out to Nip, man, RIP. Ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. That's on Hustle and Motivate on the last album, Victory Lap, which was also nominated for a Grammy. And shout out to fucking Gordon Ramsay, a.k.a. Megan Rapinoe. I appreciate you, mama, papa, whatever you want to call yourself. I appreciate that.
I'm going to fight him after this, Megan, all right? If you ever hear this podcast, me and him are going to fight in that cowboy hat after him. After that, for him disrespecting you. Because I love you and Sue Bird. And if you guys
Gordon Ramsay!
Ever.
That nigga makes the best beef Wellington.
Ever. You know, if they ever wanted to, like, you know.
They'll fuck you up for risotto.
Take a cross to the dark side and, like, try a black dude out in the bed for both of you one night. I'm your guy. You know? I'm just saying. Like, my girl will understand. She'll be like, you know what? Like, you don't get this, like, every day of your life. You know?
So, yo, I'm out.
Just make it happen.
And on top of that,
they gotta pay me for this non-disclosure. So, come on now. Let's be real about this.
Ain't nothing disclosed about this. It's wild. What you
say? Touche. So, all right. So, yeah, shout out to the national team. Congratulations, World Cup champs. Boom.
Gordon.
Next, G-Eazy reportedly in talks to play Elvis in new biopic.
Bro, that's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, you think so?
Nah.
He was. I was like, he's white as hell.
Bro, I appreciate G-Eazy, man.
But G-Eazy is a nigga. He do got a hood pass.
That nigga is the generic version of
From who? Juvie? Right. He's yeah, you're right. That nigga went deep in the 504 and did a video. And they fucked with him.
That nigga's the generic version of Fruit Loops, bro. Like, you know that big bag of Fruit Loops that you get when Fruit Loops is gone?
What was they? Color O's? Like Rainbow O's Fruity or some shit like that? Fruity O's? Yeah, Fruity O's.
This is like...
Shout out to Coolio. Definitely shout out to Coolio. He started this whole California way.
So he's a Fruity O's Eminem? What?
He got three pieces of hair.
He does have three pieces of hair. That's another topic. But
I was going to say, this is like equivalent to like whoever they picked to play Biggie in the B.I.G.
It makes sense.
This is T.I. playing Muhammad Ali. This don't make no damn sense.
Like, this is like one of the biggest white icons.
Or ever. This could make perfect sense.
T.I. playing Muhammad Ali. It don't make no damn sense.
It made perfect sense though, yo.
Oh shit. Like, oh, I'm dying inside. That was hilarious.
Like, Elvis was known for stealing the black culture, and like this nigga's known for stealing the black culture.
So it does make sense.
I'm just saying, like, it could be genius. And I like his style, man. Like, he dresses nice.
That was still a good joke though. That was a hell of a joke, Roz. I'm gonna steal
I don't
that.
Need you to give me no props.
No, I'm gonna steal that joke. I'm telling you now. I'm
going
stealing
there
that joke.
Down there by the bayou now. They're going there now.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Cajun Cross.
Yeah, I'm going there now.
It's terrible. Oh, shit. Yes. One of my favorite things we're gonna get to talk about. Fuck yes. I was waiting for this side. Guys, I was getting really excited for this. Really excited for this part of the show.
Go ahead, lead in, man.
So, wait, what's her name? Haley? Haley Bailey? Holly Bailey?
Holly Bailey.
Okay, so yeah. Holly Bailey is gonna be the live action Disney Ariel in The Little Mermaid. And white people are more than upset about it.
Bro, I appreciate racism to the fullest degree. Yeah. Okay.
They made racism great again. Oh, this shit is crazy.
Shout out to Donald Trump and Kanye West for making racism great again. I appreciate y'all. This shit has been wild.
This just went out of
hand. Real talk, we're debating the race of a fish.
Nigga, this shit is a fictional character.
Nigga, exactly. folklore. Fucking folklore,
actually,
man.
Actually, fuck that. High key, I would hit a fucking mermaid, bruh.
I would hit a mermaid, bruh.
Y'all ever seen Splash with Tom Hanks? That nigga was fucking a mermaid, bruh.
Wait, while it was still a mermaid?
Bruh, I swear to God.
While it was still like,
the 80s, man. The 80s is crazy as fuck, yo.
Yo, there's a movie about that
Tom
shit?
Tom Hanks and the white bitch, bruh. Like,
what?
Splash.
This is breaking news right now.
Let me pull this shit up. Splash? Man. What? Around,
I bet that sex scene's on Pornhub, if anything. I wouldn't check there, but I'll check there.
You can look up Splash. I bet it's on Bang Bros, too.
Whoa, what? Really?
I know Bang Bros.
Oh, Mr. Skin. Why am I giving all these... Anyways, all right, guys.
This shit came out 1984.
So...
1980 motherfucking 4, yo.
My big spiel
Michael
about this.
Michael Jordan got drafted in 84. You know what's crazy?
Let me do his thing.
That is pretty crazy, though. Wait, Michael Jordan got drafted?
Going in down there by the
fire, you know? Okay, yeah, I'll go back. Thanks, Cajun Cross. Appreciate it. So, my big thing about this is it went from, oh, wow, white people are being extremely racist, to, oh, we can't have nothing nice. That's from black folks because we deserve this character. Because it makes more sense because a mermaid actually was from African or Caribbean descent, technically. But we're going to get that far in there. They still niggas. Anyways, so besides that, it went from there to all of a sudden they're just doing memes about it of...
So different movies,
like they just doing different movies, man. And saying like, oh, since you're gonna put a black girl in Little Mermaid, we're going to put motherfucking Ryan Gosling as Martin Luther King in the motherfucking I Have a Dream movie.
I feel that,
which this I would shit. Actually still watch, which is kind of fucked up.
Let me tell you something real quick. This shit makes me real proud of our culture.
This shit went hilarious. It went from racial to hilarious.
It's hilarious, bro. And it's to the point where you don't know who's doing what.
You don't know who's doing what.
I don't know who did Titanic.
That shit was hysterical, though. You know what I'm saying? When you got Ike looking off into the distance with that guitar, and Tina, and shout out to Angela Bassett for playing the best Tina Turner you could.
Anime Bullock.
Yeah.
Shout out to Reggie Bullock. Anime Bullock.
No one knows. Okay. Anyways, yeah. So this bitch was scared for a life on the Titanic. Yeah, it was crazy. You guys got to see that meme. It was nuts.
Anime.
And what? There was other ones too. Shit. Like, you guys remember?
Michael B. Jordan and Roots.
Oh yeah, that was fucked
up. That
was
ill.
Retriever from Air Bud.
Oh, the black retriever from Air Bud. Yes.
Don Cheadle and yeah. Forrest Gump.
The black receiver instead of the golden receiver. That is the funniest undertone in the world. I cried when I saw that shit. That was almost. I almost had more tears during the What you call it? During the Titanic with Ike Turner. That Titanic with Ike Turner. It gave me real man tears. But that shit blew my fucking mind. I could not hold it.
I could not.
The black, instead of the golden receiver, the black receiver, I was like, oh, hell no. Or Michael Vick with as Old Yeller. Oh, man. Michael Vick with the pimple in Old Yeller. Whoever did that, I don't care if you're white or black, can you go to hell? Like, you ain't shit for that
one. No, I'm telling you.
You are terrible.
That shit is... Honestly, it's the reason why we are able to exist as a country.
Straight up. Straight the hell. Oh, y'all gonna do this to us? We're gonna do this to y'all. I'm like, what the hell?
And then black people are so creative to the point where we're like, you know what? Oh, we gonna make this shit real funny.
Yeah. You laughing now, motherfucker.
We gonna take that shit and
wait till I drop this bitch. He be saying some crazy shit, man. It'd be wild. There'd be some extras in there. Let me get to this shit. I know there's some in here. I've seen quite a few.
Oh, I want to see what we got here.
Oh, yeah. We already got there, I think, though. Yeah. My bad, guys. We're just going through some shit real quick. I'm trying to see if I can find one of these memes. Oh, yeah. We got, Michael J. Cerner playing Shaft,
Superbad.
The dude from Superbad,
yeah.
The not funny one.
Did y'all see James Franco and Seth Rogen as fucking black chicks?
Oh man, yo, Loving Basketball. This shit's fucked up. Oh my god, that is terrible. You got just two regular white people playing basketball at Loving Basketball.
Y'all see Lil Wayne as Tarzan?
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. That makes a lot of sense.
He should be Tarzan. The next album should be called Tarzan.
That would make sense.
Yo, where the
R&R at? And then we got Terrence Howard playing Batman versus Superman. Literally.
Pump that shit out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Going in down there by the bayou, man.
All right, Cajun Cross is back in the building.
Yeah.
Waiting for the black mile. I don't know where it's at, my man. Oh, yeah, and then we got, James Franco and, Seth Rogen playing white chicks.
I just said that.
Yeah, I just saw that one.
Stupid ass nigga.
No. I'm not stupid. I'm just learning dyslexic.
Right.
No. Or Dukes of Hazzards with Young Jeezy and, T.I. and Nicki Minaj. That's funny. That's funny. So, yeah, that shit was pretty hilarious.
I got a spectacular vernacular, man.
That's cool. Besides that, what else do we have? Oh, yeah, so since we took a break for last week, how was last week for you, Chad?
A little bit more of the same, man. still riding this wave.
I feel that.
Fat man just being super out here in these streets.
Shots. So, anyways, what are you saying, Chad?
As far as his life in general is good, you know.
Sorry, we got cut off for a second. My bad about that.
Yeah, so I'll kick in my coverage on a regular basis. I got women that I probably shouldn't be hanging around still.
Yeah, bad influences. I get that.
Bad influences.
Going down there by the bayou.
Going by the bayou. I still, shout out to the grandmas out there.
Sure.
All the GG.
The bitches is bringing cake and vodka.
Hey, man, you got to live it up sometimes, man.
Bitches know.
You trying to get liver disease and diabetes at the same night? What the fuck?
Bruh, you ain't never had it?
Yeah, I have.
You better try it.
I have had it. It's not bad. It's not a bad night. Only if you've been smoking is a good night with that.
Besides that, I had a really good night.
Trees, bro. Reefer.
Hard.
No, dog. Right. What the hell? Where did that come from?
Like,
what?
Whoa. That's different.
I want Cajun cross back. What the hell? Regular cross. Tripping. Like, that nigga lost it. What the fuck?
That's completely different.
Nobody's smoking hard.
Yeah, like, nobody's smoking hard in this bitch.
Nah, man.
What the hell?
That boy.
Oh, I haven't heard that one in a minute. I haven't heard that in a fucking minute. That boy.
Like, nah, we good on that, man. We living good over here.
Word up.
Living fat life to the fullest, bro. Straight up.
I feel that.
Cries.
Regular cries.
I had some wild shit happen to me last week.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So, dog sitting for my homie, man, and, like, he's got a jacuzzi and smoking.
I saw this picture.
Yeah, man, really cool. Just like, hey, man, don't interrupt me on my story, man. I'm talking right now.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, we was just over there just cooling out, you know. Next thing you know, I'm like, you know what? My fucking homies, shout out to Man High.
Cocktails.
They're performing over a launch pad. I'm going to go. So I go down there, man. I see my homie get beat up. I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
Man? My homie got beat Damn. Up, man. Yo, shout out to a certain particular bar that we freaking pretty often. And shout out to my homie. I leave there. Go down to the motherfucking show. It's my nigga's birthday, and he's a twin. You know what I mean? So both of my niggas, it's their birthday, man. It's like Ren and Stimpy and shit like that. We have a good time. Now we're about to go to the fucking party. I'm like, all right, I should probably fuck off right now. Next thing you know, I find myself in the fucking van. A whole bunch of band equipment and shit like that. We're not going to the homie's crib. We're going to Murder Shack. You never heard of Murder Shack? We're going to Murder Shack. Get over there.
What the fuck is Murder Shack?
It's a wild place.
Oh, it sounds like it. Oh, so my God.
Get in there. My nigga's got a key. Probably a bad mistake. Get in this motherfucking spot. See this white dude, man. Obviously, he's having a fucking experience, not a body experience. Let me just say it like that. He's going crazy. Whatever. Walk around. See the nigga who owned the place. This nigga's ass naked. He's in his fucking what you so called room. All right, cool. This nigga naked as a motherfucker. I'm gonna go to the fucking bathroom. All right. He going in the bathroom. This nigga getting dressed. Everything straight. The nigga who leaves the motherfucking singing on Man High. Looks over, looks at me, he said, what the fuck? All of a sudden, I look over, I see this motherfucker who was in his element, out of body and everything else like that. Ass naked. Dick and balls,
what
everything.
The fuck?
Wild shit.
What?
Wild shit. So the original naked nigga comes out, he was like, hey man, listen, Opie, we got a fucking bed for you upstairs, man. Just come upstairs. That was my first night in the Murder Shack, man. It was wild as fuck. Long story short, I got home at 5:30 in the morning. I didn't know what the fuck was going on in my life no more. It was a wild week, man.
That's fucking nuts. That's crazy. Damn. And I put two together and realized what you were talking about. And yeah, that shit was crazy.
To the kids out there,
he told me about that shit.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, straight up. Straight up.
White people named Opie is crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Don't go to the Murder Shack.
Don't ever meet a nigga named Murderface either, man. Like, that motherfucker's wild, man.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
You see a nigga that look like he's going over there, down there by the bayou, walk away from that nigga. Walk away from that nigga. Murderface.
Okay. Yeah. So mine was cool. I went out of state. I went to New Orleans and Florida. It wasn't like Girls Gone Wild at all. It was a family vacation with my girlfriend and her family. Shout out to them
for showing
mad love and just treating me like their own. That was pretty cool. It was an awesome experience and forever in their debt for it. It was awesome.
Amazing.
But anyway, so while I was out there. We stayed downtown on Canal, off Canal, so like we were like on Bourbon Street and stuff like that. So a lot, and it smells like dog shit half the time. The gumbo's off the chain. Apparently, there's a shit ton of different gumbos out there. And I got to taste a lot of different ones.
Any of them smell like fish?
None of them. Then I had some crawfish etouffee.
Hey, there you go. Good.
But I also had some seafood boil because me and my girl's dad are huge seafood boil fans. Huge seafood.
You said he's a fisherman, right?
Yeah, he's a fisherman.
Okay. So
you
guys are any fishing out there?
None.
You catch gators?
No gators. No.
I tried to stay away from the
closest I went to water in Louisiana was the Mississippi River. That was it.
Mississippi. But all gators down here by the Mississippi River.
We did go to the beach in Pensacola, Florida for a day.
That was cool.
Yeah, I went to Pensacola, Florida.
Smart yard, nigga. All right.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that, but it was cool.
Yeah, man.
It was all right. We had a good time out there with the
Appreciate
fam.
Appreciate your white privilege, nigga.
And then, I wouldn't call it white privilege. There's
I call it white privilege.
They're Hispanic, so.
Whatever, man. Listen, yeah. Shit.
Shout out to interracial relationships too.
Fuck yeah.
I'm with
all that shit, bro.
Get nasty, man. I'm here for, man. You down with grandmas and interracial relationships, and I'm fired with, like, I'm happy about that shit, man. Me?
Wow.
I'm just here on the couch.
I'm just here on the couch.
On the couch.
Anyways, yeah. So getting back to my story, what the hell? You ain't doing this shit to me. You're not doing this to me. So yeah, after that, we did all that, right? For real, bro. Oh shit, that's facts. That's fucking facts. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yo, so I end up doing two shows while I was out there, and shout out to DC and all them cats from
shout out to DC, the fly, yo.
No, not that one.
That nigga too, though.
Yeah, him too. But the guys from Young Funny Comedy Troupe for the spontaneous show I did. It was amazing. They had some straight stars on there, and it was amazing just to be in the same room and get on the same mic as them. And actually have them laugh at some of my jokes. That shit was cool. That shit was real cool. Yeah, that was the experience. And then shout out to Breezy and the room she runs and
Chris
allowing
Brown?
Me to be there. No, not Chris Brown. It's a Anglo female. No, she's pretty cool.
Anglo?
Yeah.
Shout out to White Privilege, yo.
Anyways, so yeah, that was an amazing experience. Had a great time doing some comedy out there and networking with people and learning about culture and having a good time. Even though I would say their bums are mad aggressive. Like, hella aggressive.
That's every major city USA, man.
No, these niggas is just aggressive. Like,
see, nigga, let me get $3.
This nigga tried to, like, force his way into us paying him for some shit. No, I was like, no, nigga. Like, this is not happening.
I'm just
like,
trying to go over there down there by the mine now. Come on, give me $9.50.
Something like that, but it was more Creole than anything.
Yeah,
and shout out to the Fudge Factory. I low key dipped off from that place.
That shit sounds gross. Got me a little piece of
fudge. No, it's a little piece of fudge. It's a fudge factory.
Shout out to the Fudge Factory. I dipped off in that place. That's a bar.
And got some fudge.
Niggas is nasty as hell, yo. That was a Fudge Factory, man.
It was tasty.
Did they have fudge?
No, I got like a small piece of fudge flakes.
They have a packet?
Hmm?
They have a packet?
No. It's got it like in my hand.
You didn't pack fudge, just
no. It's got it. Just put it in my hand.
Until fudge factory.
Yeah. I know where we're going with this, cause I'm not feeding into that. All right. This isn't this kind of show.
Into the fudge.
Yeah. This isn't this kind of show, man. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Even though the fudge is still the fudge factory is still good. All right. The fudge was delicious. And that was it. And I'm talking about chocolate fudge, not shit. Okay. That's it.
No shiza. Cultural appropriation, man.
No. What is it in Spanish? What's shit in Spanish? I can't remember right now. El shit.
Caca.
Caca. There you go. Caca. Shiza.
Don't say it like that. It's nasty. Caca.
Caca.
Yeah.
Calculus. You get it? Caca. Never mind. All right.
Going in down there by the bayou now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And while we're speaking about Hispanic stuff, shout out to Jorge.
5 seconds.
For almost killing
George Maldives, man. That nigga was mad for niggas calling him George. Shout out to George.
That's why I call him Jorge. I'm not getting dropped like that, nigga. A flying knee and break somebody's face.
Jorge, bitch.
Nah, wow. Dude. I'm good, bro. I'm good. No, I'm all right, man. You're not doing me like that.
You don't know me like that.
He's like, cross after his late night show.
Cowboy, yeah, what's up? Max, baby, like,
I'm like, Oh,
bro, I'll see the hair coming. And I'm gonna shoot the fuck out of you. I'll tell you that shit.
He was like,
shout out to Jorge, though, man. Like,
yeah, real talk. Yeah, that was an impressive win.
I heard him calling George and fucking Kimbo shit, and I'm like, yo, that's my nigga, too.
Yeah.
George.
Sure. But yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of After Hours Late Night Show. Tune in for another episode soon.
Yo, and real shit, man. Don't God forget about love. Them handies, man. Like views for handies and handies
and what Cross said about handies for views.
Real shit, man.
For him. He's doing that, not me. Not me.
I'm
Mom, if you're listening, don't go to Urban Dictionary.
I'm a giver and a receiver. All right, y'all, listen. We had a great show.
Does Cross the Cajun?
Go in there now. Go and subscribe. down there by the bayou. Same verse. Once again, man, how good. Shout out to Ty Chambers, great comedian. And he's gonna be going down there in the Red Door. And he's gonna be going over the Inside Out. If you're gonna be in the Albuquerque area, you're gonna go down there by the bayou and just enjoy your time.
And that was Cross the Cation with their last words. Peace out. We'll see y'all later.